Okay, today's mitzvah is Tav Kuf Pei Beis, mitzvah 582. The second mitzvah that relates to Shana Rishona. Yesterday we had the Isser of a chassan leaving his house the entire first year, and today we have the mitzvah Saseh, Sheyisma Chassan Emishto Shana Rishona, that he should stay with his wife during Shana Rishona. The Torah tells us again, Naki Yihyeh Leveiso Shana Achas, he shall be Naki, he shall be clean. Unkele says, Panei Yehe Lebeise, he shall be open, without responsibilities, shatachad the 1 year v'simachas ishtoa shalakach, and he shall make his wife happy in all the ways that he knows how. Rashi quotes yismach es ishto. He shall make his wife happy. If the chiyuv is on the chasen, as we said yesterday, maybe also on the bezdin. This halacha, before we get back to the chakira from yesterday, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Samach Dalet, in Eved Ezer, the mitzvah of Shana Rishona. And the Archa Shulchan expands upon this and says, after quoting the Gemara, the Pashte Dekra, Ein Simcha Shebepasuk Zeh, Besimchas Mishtaos Ubitol Malacha. The Simcha of this Pasuk doesn't mean craziness and just staying home and doing nothing, no, but actively being involved in being Mesameach one's wife. Klomar, La Anga Ulamalos Ritzona, Bechol Asher Yachol. Anything that can make my wife happy, that's my mitzvah. V'kakasa b'sevi yireim, that's the yireim that we quoted yesterday. Shenosei isha chayev l'samcha, v'simachas ishto b'chol dovar sheyodeya sheyesh lo l'samcha. Anyway, anything that I know can make her happy. O mitzvah zu noheges, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, shehi chovas haguf, not related to any specific area. V'inyan, and continues the Aruch HaShulchan, v'inyan simcha zu, ki'inyan shekasuv, v'samachta b'chol hatov. Any type of simcha, no specific action mandated, but anything, whatever makes a person happy, that is what is mandated by the Torah. Rabbeinu Bachai even relates this mitzvah back to Am Yisrael and Hashem. The first marriage, as it says, that Maimon Har Sinai was the day that we got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'yom Samchas Unaso, B'yom Samchas Libo. Rabbeinu Bachai says, first of all, Naki Yihyeh Lebeiso Shana, Sofei Tevos, that Shem Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei. Kan Nirmaz Hashem HaMiyuchad. Look what I wrote earlier. V'chein Matzinu Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shehaya B'Sinai Im Yisrael Dugmas Chasan V'Kala, She'amda Shechina Bahar Shana Achas. Like Hashem was with us. Hashem didn't leave for a year. The footnote they point out, right, meaning when, Maimon Har Sinai was Sivan, and the Shechina stayed, and we stayed by our Sinai all the way to the following year. So it wasn't exactly 2 weeks short, but it wasn't exactly one full year, meaning the 6th of Sivan until the 20th of Iyar, missing 16 days, but either way, it was about a year. So that's the Shechina stayed with us when we got married, Kaviyachal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a year. So too, we have to follow that throughout our lives. Right? It relates to the Medrash also that we discussed a few weeks ago. V'losia le'isha, lo yuchal l'shalcha kala yama, v'losia le'isha means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us with kafal amar kagigas, he forced us to accept the Torah, and he created that marriage relationship, v'losia le'isha, that's exactly what we're talking about here, that Maimon Har Sinai was the marriage, and Rabbeinu Bachai says it relates back to the fact that he, capital H, stayed a year, so too we. Good. We mentioned yesterday the Chakira amongst the Rishonim. What is the message of this mitzvah? The Sefer HaChinuch, if you remember, being becoming teva with one's wife, kedei lahargil hateva ima, u'bahad bika ratzon etzla, beautiful lashon of everything, like a siyag daraisa, every other woman in the world should be strange to me, my wife should be ragil, and what I'm used to, and in that way, a person will be marchik from nashim acherim. That is Nashim Acheres. That is one. But then we saw Menachem Bavli has another idea that if you go out to war, you will be mazik, you'll hurt more than you'll help. Much more limited type of reason. And we mentioned a number of nafkaminas that relate. Who is the chiyuv of the mitzvah on? And does it only apply to war? What about going out for business? That was a major machlokes Rishonim we saw with Radvaz. The last nafkamina we mentioned was, what about mechila? Could a woman be mocheles? And the Sefer HaChinuch himself seems to say, he's noted to say that a woman cannot, while the Minchas Chinuch and others wonder, why not? Why wouldn't it be allowed? So you mentioned, if it's a din of becoming natural, and it's a safeguard that the Torah puts into marriage, so it's not your choice, not even the woman's choice. Right? It's a chiv that every man has to fulfill. Mashenkin, if it's totally on the war, so then if the guy already says, you know, I want to go out, he obviously doesn't have his wife so much on his mind, that he won't be able to be away from her, and therefore it would be okay, and mechila would work. There is an interesting discussion that's quoted in the Stechemet. Techevet has a number of pages on Shana Rishona, and he quotes there from the Sefer China V'Chizda, who says, Shem Chas V'Shalom, HaChasan Yechele, O Imhu Ye'asa B'Beso Asurim, Takef Achre HaChasan. What happens if Rechman Allah right after the wedding, the Chasan gets sick? And has to go away. He has to be in isolation, or he gets into jail, gets captured. And he's not with his wife the first couple of months. And then he gets back 7 months later. When does Shana Rishona start? When does it start? So Pasha, what would we have said? It starts from when he gets back. The whole point. According to either Shita, whether it's because Mazik, if you're not going to have your wife in mind, or becoming Teva, Lachora, both of those, it has to be from the time that you're one's with their wife. Pashtus, but the Sefer Chinuch Chizda has a Deya, at least, that says, no, it starts 12 months from the Nisuin, a year after the marriage, no matter what. And the question, I'm an ass on this, I don't understand this. Mr. Rishon is leader to be with a wife. And therefore, it doesn't matter what the reason is, he has to stay chemed, you know, it should start from when he gets to be with his wife. If he's in jail, he doesn't get to be with his wife for the first couple of months, it should not work. So what is it? Is there a svar that we could suggest at all? According to either reason we mentioned yesterday, it doesn't work, that something should run out. So maybe it can be based on the Nitziv. The Nitziv itself is very problematic. The Achronim wonder about the Nitziv. But the Nitziv on our Psukim has a very radical formulation that goes against many other Pashtus, the Gemaras. The Nitziv says there is no obligation of Shana Rishona. The Nitziv says it's a suggestion. It's a Rishus. It's what we would call an allowance. It's a matir. You have the heter to stay home. You don't have to. You don't have to go out to war. You want to? Okay. But says the Nitziv, Naki yeh patur hu me'avuta, avo rashay matzeis. He's patur, but he's allowed. Or the next pasuk, v'simaches ishto, says the Nitziv, eina mitzvahs asei. V'sameaches ishto kol hashana rishona. There is no mitzvahs asei. Does that eino? V'afilu midrabanan eina mechuyav, v'samcha ela shavuachad. No, takanis Moshe Rabbeinu. V'sheva brachas, that's 1 week, that's not 1 year. Don't be fooled, says the Nitziv. This pasuk does not mean that it is a mitzvah. Then he quotes the Yireim, which is difficult, because the Yireim seems to be the most clear that you have to have simcha. Okay, but either way, that's the Nitziv. Aval ha'emes pirish, de v'simaches ishto, eino ela rishus. It is a rishus. And just in case we thought he didn't mean it, he says it again in Merom Esada, and the Nitziv on Sota, on Daf, Mem Gimel. Says the Nitziv, the Yacholu lo sheves bebeiso l'sameiches ishto, ava gav shekol yisrael b'tzar ha'melchama. He's able to. He's able to stay home even though the rest of Am Yisrael are fighting. V'chiteima minolan da'pirish kach, dilma be'emes mitzvahs aseh v'chovahu. Maybe everybody else is right. How do I know it's a reshus? Just an allowance. Halo kasha, to me gufi tekram muchrach achi. Says the Nitziv, I think this I understand the pasuk. Why? Mi delo his hirat Torah, ela al ha'melech, v'chadome shalo ya'aver alav. What does he say? He says, lo yavar lo v'chol davar. He shouldn't. Who's the he? The Sarat Tzava? Or the Melech? Why is the mitzvah only on him? Why is there a formulation? We mentioned that. Why is the formulation on someone else? Mashma, Shimro, Sabbath, Mashari. You can't do it to him. If he wants to do it, it's okay. So we mentioned that might not be so clear. There might be some other svaras why it would be formulated to that. And the footnotes here in the Habak Davar, he also points out that it's mashma, everything against. All the Rishonim seem to be against this Nitziv. The Rambam Flashon again, Shetzivanu lis yachid chasim ishto shana tmima, shlo yetze chotzlo'ir yismach ima an malo shana tmima, and the Sefer HaChinuch, shlo yetze achasim kol hashana filo sarchi tzibur. Right, Pashtus is against the Nitziv, but again, this is his suggestion that it's given. But if you say, either way, it's difficult. And just to mention one other, the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Waldenberg, wonders about this Nitziv in Chelek Yutes Simin Membeis. He says, Divrei Emek Davar Tmuim An Ma'od Ulefele Eich Shehelem Es Atzmo Midivrei Sefer HaChinuch Shekosi Be'edyos Asar Zeh Lachasan. The Chiv is on the Chasan and the Asara. Asay Los Asay. We mentioned maybe the Rambam is Machalik, but there's a Chiv. It's not just an allowance, a suggestion. So that's what Sisal Yezer finds it very difficult. He says, maybe I could find a Rav Sadia Gaon. The Rav Yochav Shapiro suggests a Rav Sadia Gaon doesn't count it. Maybe the Nitziv is based on that, but very, very difficult. But either way, if you say that it's based on a type of heter, so maybe that's what the Sefer Chinuch Chizda is holding. Why should it run out? Why should it run out if the Chassan wasn't with the Kala for all of those months? It should go 12 months from when he comes back. Why should it run out, boom, from the day of the wedding? So if you have a formulation of it's just a heter, so maybe the heter runs out. The heter runs out. Now you have to go be with Klal Yisrael, right? It's a slow plug kind of rule. Okay. This is the Chakir we mentioned yesterday. This is one interesting line in the Abar Bedel. The Abar Bedel says, why is it 1 year? Because he doesn't want his wife to be alone, and after a year she has a baby. Right, Bez Hashem. So that's why he says she's not alone anymore once after the first year. But after the first year, you have to stay because there's no child yet. Okay, let's talk about some of the other issues that come up related to this mitzvah. The Gemara in Brachas has an important discussion related to hashkafa of how one should view their wife and what is sung at the wedding, at the beginning of Shana Rishona. The Gemara in Brachas Avches says, "Bimarava kanasiv inish itza." In Eretz Yisrael, when they used to get married, they used to sing, "Amrile matza o motza." Is this a matza or is this a motza? Matza dechsev matza isha matza tov. Is it matza, which is all good, matza isha matza tov, or motza, as it says, "Umotzi ani mar mimav esezo isha." Right, motza is a negative pasuk. So what is that? A play on words, matza and motza, explains Rav Pinkus. V'niro l'rames, and this is an important hashkafa for the whole first year and also the entire marriage, not just the first year. V'niro l'va'er, shenir maskan, shemisha pamachas matza, isha, ve'inobode kol yom, imhi matima lo olo, yish lo chayim tovim. We get married, we find our wife, and we fall in love, and we're unbelievable, it's amazing, wonderful, we get married. And over time, sometimes we start losing the appreciation. We start focusing less on the strengths and the reason that, you know, one got married, and we start looking into faults and seeing things. Did I realize this? Did I know about this? Matzah, past tense, meaning you married, says Rav Pinkus, you married. This is your basher, this is your wife, and now assume that, and now live life with her. Don't start second-guessing and focusing on every day, this and that, most at present tense. If you find your wife, every day you're trying to find your wife, every day you're trying to decide, is this the one? B'chol yom, choshev mechadash, ha'im zeo zivugo, that's not what we need to do. No matzitz, past tense, once the decision is made, obviously it has to be made with seichel and everything that goes into a decision. But if it is still in the parsha, we cannot keep second guessing, says Rav Pinkus. That's not what Shana Rishon is for. Shana Rishon has become natural, and everything else is supposed to be strange to us. He says that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that to us. What does it say in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Aleph? Ko Amar Hashem, Matza Chein Bamidbar. He found Chein in the desert. He found us in the desert. And he's decided to take us. What does that mean? He doesn't every day say, well, do I still want Klal Yisrael? Did I not want Klal Yisrael? We would be long gone if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have to second guess all the time. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, based on Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Zchus Avos, that he's going to take us, and that's it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu ain Hakadosh Baruch Hu bodeko sanu tadir imanu ruuyim olo el anachnu shayachim lo yisparach beli efsharus shel nituk. We are connected to him. Why? Because we're am seride chariv. We're a nation that survived. Nation that survived. And he gives a mashal malamad devadome. Person gets married at the time of the wedding. The chal is beautiful and mekushetes and wearing gorgeous clothing v'chulu. And afterwards, she doesn't wear the same kind of clothing that she always used to wear. And he says, "What's going on here? You were putting on a show. This wasn't your real self. You're only putting on nice clothing for me, and then not." Okay, then maybe you could have a taina. But what about if a woman is levushe, even at the beginning, she's wearing worn out clothing. This is who I am, this is what I wear. She doesn't change anything. So then afterwards, the chazak can't say anything, because this is the state that it was in beforehand. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us from the matzav of Mitzrayim, the lowest matzav. He comes in, we hardly had any mitzvahs. He gives us a couple of mitzvahs to give us some schuyas to come out. But we were so low. Kadosh Baruch Hu can never look back and say, "Oh, I didn't know." No, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us and matzah chein bamidbar, and once he took us, that is it. He doesn't look back. Obviously, he wants to strengthen it to make it a better marriage, and we have to make it a better marriage. But we have to realize it is a kesher bal yinatek. Right, that is the Tiferes Shimshon on our pasuk regarding Shana Rishon. Again, there's a lot of shalom bias issues related to this mitzvah. There are so many stories about Shlomo Zalman and others relating to Shalom Bayis and the mitzvah of Shana Rishona. Right? He even just has the har, it's a Pashat Har, it's from the Gemara. Shlomo Zalman says, right, Ner Chanukah, we know it was a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Mitzvah d'Rabbanan. And yet, we see that it is more chamor than even certain mitzvahs d'Araisa. Ner Chanukah. Why? Shofar, Sukkah, Tzitzis, Lulav, Tfilid, any of those. Right, if you have enough money, fine. And if not, you don't have to be Chozer al Psachim. I don't have to be chozer. If I can't afford a shofar, can't afford sukkah, okay, what can I do? There's limits for my mitzvahs, I say. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, we know, even Ani Amas Parnis Benat Staka, because it is a mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa, Ner Chanukah, must be given to an ani, and you have to be even to sell the shirt off your back. We even know Ner Chanukah goes before Kiddush Hayom, before the Makiddush. Why? Even though Kiddush Hayom is Daraisa, related to a Daraisa, but still, Ner Chanukah symbolized the Ashras Hashchina and Persume Nisa. And with all of this, with all the significance of Ner Chanukah, and that it beats out the Arises, that you have to be Chozer Al Psachim, and is even more than Kiddush, yet, Ner Chanukah versus Ner Shabbos, Ner Shabbos comes first. Ner Shabbos comes first. Even do you really need Ner Shabbos? Right? Even if I could eat in the dark, do I really need the Ner Shabbos? Avopi, in the Chikum Avtakim, in the biography of Shlomo Zalman, he says, even though there's no mitzvah in Ner Shabbos, ki efshar lechol gam b'choshech, I could eat in the dark. But Chazal says, Shalom Bayis, there shouldn't be a kpeda, and therefore it beats out even the great mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, right? That is the godless of Shalom Bayis. Right? We always have to focus on the positives and realize who our mate is and who our spouse is. Right? It's an unbelievable diuk that I mentioned before. I think my friend quoted it from someone in one of his shiurim, where we have at the end of the story of the chait of the Eitz Hadas and Adam and Chava, everybody gets meted out a punishment. The Nachash gets a punishment, and Adam gets a punishment, and Chava gets a punishment. And what happens right after? Right after Elchisha Amar Habar Abed Tzvoneich, Ula Adam Amar. Right after Adam gets the punishment. Right, Vakos V'Dardar Bitzavon Tochlede Kol Yimechayecha Bezias Apecha Doch Alecha Bashuvcha L'Adama Ki Offer Atav El Offer Tashuv. What's the very next pasuk in the Torah? The end. Right, we're in Perek Gimel Pasuk Chaf. The very next pasuk, right after he gets punished, he says Ki Offer Atav, you are going to die. Vayikra Adam Shem Ishto Chava. Adam calls his wife Isha Chava because she is the mother of all life. So this is pretty amazing. Right after death was brought into the world, right after Adam was given from the fruit and he ate from it and he gets punished forever for eternity, people are going to die. The very next pasuk, he says, honey, I'm going to call you Chava because you're the mother of all life. She's the mother of all death. She called her Misa. She should have called her Chava. What do you mean? He has to aim kol chai. And continuing the very next pasuk, right after that, Hashem gives them kasnos or he covers them up. Vayal bishem. Right? So why didn't that happen first? He punishes them and then he should give them covering up. Or right away. Right? What's the segue of the punishments? And then Adam and Chava. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the pshat is, one could suggest that Adam, even after everything, after the worst crime that could have been committed between a husband and a wife, you don't get worse than this. Bringing Misa into the world. Now you cause me and all the generations, all of world history to die. He calls her Chava because he's able to see beyond the fault right in front of him. He's able to see this is the mother of my children. He's able to see that this is a being who has unbelievable kochos, and I'm going to recognize those kochos. That's Shem Ishto Chava. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees this and says, oh, you're able to overlook. You're able to see beyond. And to call her Chava, I'm also going to see beyond. You're a Chatan, and I'm going to give you Kasnos Or. And I'm going to give you clothing, Vayal Bishem, and I'm going to help you out. If you were able to oversee and forgive, so too Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I am able to see, and I'm going to forgive. See, if you look at Rashi just quotes Vayikra, these two psukim. It's going back to the earlier, right, not related to what just happened. We're going back to what was happened before, right? That Adam was naming all of the creatures, that he couldn't find the name for Chava, couldn't find a mate for himself, and then Hashem makes him sleep. The Chuli have the whole story. But according to this pshat, it flows. It flows beautifully, right? Adam's forgiveness and recognition going right into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's forgiveness as a reaction to what Adam did. Again, this is ideas, very important discussions of Shalom Bayis. Now the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, the attitude that a person has to have, the both spouses have to have in terms of each other, treating each other like a king and a queen. One final point, fascinating. All right, so in two Sfarim, I'll read it to you from the Yazayin LaTorah. He quotes, what's the connection between this mitzvah of Simchas Chasson V'Kaila, and the next mitzvah that we'll get to, Tavkuf Pei Gimel, the Isser of taking a mashkon from a poor person when he needs it. We'll get into all the details. But, says the Azayim LaTorah, he says, for Simchas Chasson V'Kaila, V'Simach Ezishto, there's a gvul. There's a border. We have to realize we can't spend our entire life savings on a wedding. He said, says Rav Zalman Tzaratzkin, 100 years ago. It's what people have been doing. People who cannot afford it. They take out loans, they take out mashkons, kedelazo sudos gedolos bimalonim in hotels, lameos anashim l'ragli mara kolshu b'mishpacha. The Ezach Larb Simchas Bar Mitzvah, Nisu, and Erisin, Gam Lefneim, Lachrem, Vechadome, and they buy a Dira, Rehitim, Begadim, Tachshitim, Umavazin, we spend so much money. Ela Poshnes Ayad. And not only that, we spend tons of our own money. Then we go and we take Staka, Achnasas Kala, to make a humongous wedding, or even Achnasas Chasson. He says, you can't do that. He says, there's limits, Vesimach Hezishto, but only within one's means. Not within one's means, we have to be so careful. This is a machla. Rachman al-Islam. Now it's like if we don't have a wedding like the Joneses, you know, so then it's a problem and it's embarrassing for the parents, for the children. So we have to figure out ways and systems to have weddings that are batamt and weddings that are appropriate, but not violating lo yachvol rechayim varecha. Okay, these are the two mitzvahs relating to the Shana Rishona of a chassid and a kala. We should all be zochet to not only have the Shalom Bayis and Shana Rishona, but all of our lives on Me'av Esrim.